This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm not real familiar with this Joy Reid from MSNBC. So anyway, I guess that Megyn Kelly slammed her as the absolute worst person on television. And then Don Lemon came back and said, told Megyn Kelly to go F herself.
He
used the real word.
He did.
Yes.
I've never watched Joy Reid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
who she
not
is.
Much about her.
I don't know what's going on. But all I know is I just like that Don Lemon was like, you know what, Megyn Kelly, go F yourself. And he used the real word. That is shameful. I'll pray for him. He shouldn't say that word, right?
No, he should not.
Bad word. Bad. All right. I know that I come in and I talk too much about documentaries. It's just what I do because I love them. And I feel like I tell you about them because I've seen a lot of bad ones. So I don't tell you about those. My God, how many pills do you have over there?
Hey, me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Ooh. Oh, no, more than that. 9.
Oh my.
9.
You
nine
take
pills.
Them all at once?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What are they for?
Keep me alive.
So if I took some away.
There's 3 in there just There's 3 in there just to cope with you. Doctor said take these every single day, Beach.
The anxiety ones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, going back to documentaries, I've seen a bunch of bad ones, so I don't tell you about those. But there is a really good one right now, and it's trending on Netflix, and it's called, I think, Gold on the Court, something like that. And it's really good. It's about the USA going to Paris to play Court of Gold. Sorry, Court of Gold. It's about the USA team going to Paris and playing in the Olympics. And I forgot that Jamal, he played for Canada. That was his country. And then Jokic, he played for Serbia. That'd be different.
Serbia.
Started with the S and there is a vowel. But anyway, Serbia. And so it showed like how, you know, how different that is for these NBA guys to go to different teams. It's just really, really good. But why I bring it up is that Kevin Durant, I actually cried. I'm only on episode 2. I didn't realize what a horrible life he had.
No kidding.
Growing up.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
And he started crying.
What do you mean? At poverty or
poverty,
what?
Poverty, and they weren't supposed to make it. Like, they weren't supposed to have anything. They were, like, in the projects and everything, and they didn't see a way out. And he had a single mom who worked all these jobs, and there wasn't a way out of it. And then he just started crying, and he's like, I can't believe we made it out.
Wow. Good for him.
I know. It was really good.
And he's good, too.
Is he?
He's a great player.
One really of the best. Great. I mean, I will say on the, he seemed good. Pretty great. It's called Court of Gold, and it's on Netflix, and there's 6 episodes. I'm only on 2. All right, Lester Holt. I love that guy. Uncle Lesty, I called him.
Yeah.
Uncle Lesty the Molesty. I didn't call him that part. Anyway, he just seemed like a guy you just wanted to hug, right? That he just seemed like he was knowledgeable. I bet he doesn't have any enemies.
I've never wanted to hug Lester Holt.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, I have.
Well, maybe you, but I never wanted to hug him.
Because I just feel like he's like one of the last good guys left on
the planet. He's an all right guy, I guess, but maybe hugging is a little much.
No, come on, bro. Bring it in.
Yeah, bro, hug.
Bring it in.
Come on.
Let's bring it in.
Anyway, here's what they had to say, number one.
We have some news here at NBC. NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt announced today that he's making a big change. After 10 years of anchoring Nightly News every single weekday, he will be stepping aside from the broadcast this summer, and he will be shifting his focus to Dateline full-time. Lester has covered some of the most consequential stories of our time, always with a steady hand and a thoughtful perspective. He's been recognized as America's most trusted news anchor. He has won countless awards, too many to name, for his reporting. As our boss said today, Lester is the beating heart of this news organization. We could not agree more.
Man. Hopefully he doesn't die of a heart attack.
Well, hopefully the network doesn't die if he's the beating heart of it.
Yeah, that's
true. Now, he does Dateline already.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's really good at it, too.
Yeah, so he's going to go over there.
I haven't watched a nightly news on any of the networks, not just him, but any of the networks in so long. It used to be a thing, you know, to catch the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah.
But I've not seen it in a long time.
I only watch Jeremy Hubba 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 Hubbard. Although he has a new bitch with him.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Some competition.
She's pretty hot, too.
Yep, she is. Yeah. I'm going to have to take her out.
Yeah.
I mean, to eat. You know. Just get the scoop.
Take her out to eat.
Keep your enemies close.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and then 2 quick things. First of all, the TikTok trend about dropping things on your foot and rating them is stupid. Don't do it. People are dropping different things on their foot and recording it for TikTok. And guess what? They are actually breaking their feet. So that's just dumb.
Why are they doing this? What are they dropping? Like anything?
Anything.
Like an anvil?
Yeah, like your phone.
Like weights at the gym.
What? Yeah.
Well, that's dumb.
It even says in one category, they're dropping sharp objects to see if they cut into your... These people are weird. Remember when they were eating Tide Pods?
Yeah.
That was a phase. It's just a phase, Mom.
Yeah. No.
God.
That TikTok, man, some of the things that people try to do on there, it gets to the point of like, you don't even believe it anymore.
It's like,
okay, this isn't real.
Crazy.
They're not really doing it. You're not dropping a knife from up here to see if it sticks in your foot or not.
They are.
Well, it's dumb if they are.
I know, but it's anything to go viral. I mean, they're just morons.
It's all about the clicks.
Pretty desperate.
And then finally, if you are on a drug for restless leg syndrome or Parkinson's disease, I guess this woman got diagnosed with restless leg syndrome. They put her on this pill, whatever it was, and it's a class of drugs known as dopamine agonist. I don't know what it is, a big word. Anyway, but it's something happened in her brain, and she couldn't get off a Candy Crush.
She got addicted, obsessed with it.
Yeah, she got addicted with Candy Crush, and then she turned it to the slot machine games, and she spent all her money on it because it's not her fault. She was prescribed this drug, and they say that the doctor didn't tell her that it can make her addicted to things, and so she got $215,000 from the hospital, from the doctor.
No kidding.
Yeah, compensation for being...
And they're saying the medicine is what made her addicted to all this stuff.
Yep, it impaired her impulse control. Whoa. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that one.
You don't?
I don't know.
Well, I will tell you, I know the opposite, which is semi-glutide makes you not want to drink. You know?
Yeah. I just don't know if anything can make you, addicted to gambling.
But if you're enhancing your dopamine...
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, if it enhances it, then you're more likely to do things that give you that rush.
It says dopamine is a neurotransmitter responsible for feelings of reward, and the artificial increase caused by these drugs can make someone seek out more of it, and that's something mobile games excel at providing.
All right.
I just want more. I do.
So it started with Candy Crush, and then it rolled over to a slot machine.
Yeah, she then played online slots, virtual slots.
Wow.
I have never, ever played virtual slots because I'm terrified.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. Well, I'm not terrified. Right. I just don't trust them. I think they're cheaters.
I do too.
I think it's programmed, and I think you're going to lose no matter what, and I'm just not going to go there, you know?
Yeah, but it's Candy Crush was fun.
Oh.
Yeah. I bet I haven't played that in, I don't know, 7 years, 8 years, something like that.
I had to stop myself because I was paying to get up level.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, because I couldn't get past the level. I was like, this
is
stupid.
Wait a minute. You slammed Schmadil for buying skins that weren't anything, and you're upgrading your Candy Crush?
I did it 5 times.
Gacha games are the worst, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm clean though. I'm clean now. I haven't touched it since.
In remission.
Right. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
It is a BJ and Jamie morning show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
So, when you don't hear the BJ and Jamie morning show talking, like from 9:15 to 9:30, just assume we're being yelled at by the boss.
Oh, it was you. It wasn't me.
I'm just saying.
Ha ha.
We get yelled at sometimes.
Not we. He.
I guess he wasn't happy with the fact that I said Pamela Anderson could use more makeup. I'm not saying it again. I'm just saying why he was yelling.
What,
okay,
yeah.
So I'm
not
saying it. I don't want to be in trouble again. I'm just saying that was what it was about.
Well, and yell is strong. He just nicely said, "You know, you sound like a sexist pig."
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty strong.
And
language.
Then he went like this: oink, 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 as he walked out of the room.
He did. No, she's not lying.
Just started talking to.
Yeah, he started oinking.
It was weird.
How can you take a boss seriously when he's oinking at you? I mean, think about that for a minute.
Exactly.
A guy's standing here going, oink, 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 BJ, oink, oink, oink. It's like, well, what are you talking about? Pam Anderson.
Okay, can we just go?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever heard of somebody getting their toenails removed?
Toenails?
What?
Yeah.
For an ingrown toenail?
Just ingrown toenail you're having problems with it, so just get them all taken off.
All of them?
Yeah.
Not all of them. I've heard of one.
My wife claims she's getting them all taken
off. What?
She's getting all her toenails taken off?
She had one taken out today, and then she's going to have the rest removed later, either this week or next
week. Is she diabetic?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I want a wife with no toenails. I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Do I want a wife with no toenails?
No.
I need to talk to her.
I wonder if
honey, don't do it yet.
I wonder if they have Lee press on toenails.
I don't know.
I think they do.
But yeah. I swear, she just sent me a text. She's at the doctor's. She's leaving. They took off one toenail today. The other toenails, I need to grow a little bit, then trim them, and then they can remove the rest of the toenails.
Oh. Well, what's going on? That's a weird text, and you don't have any backstory.
No information no. whatsoever.
Do you pay attention to your wife at all?
I need to start. I really do.
I bet she told you all about this last night.
Yep, she did.
She did.
And you do what you do to us in the studio. What?
And she probably has some underlying condition that's really bad and really scary, and you are just like, I don't want a wife without any toenails.
Uh-oh, here comes the boss again. Oink, 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 oink.
Oh, no, you know what? He just came in there and said, did she call a tow truck? It's my only toe joke. It's the only one I got.
A toenailless wife.
Listen, write her back. What? Ask her if she called the tow truck. See if she laughs. See if she laughs.
I'm going to go ahead. What's this? Did you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, he is doing it.
You call a tow truck.
Hey, good luck later.
Oh,
my God.
Good luck.
Oh, no.
I hope you like sleeping on the couch.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, he's going to be sleeping outside.
Oh, my God.
He's got a hammock out there. Yeah.
Did you call a tow truck?
He sent it, you guys. No empathy at all. Hey. Just simply a joke.
See you later, bud.
This is before the tow truck. My toe just got two more lidocaine shots.
Lidocaine.
Okay, lidocaine.
That's shots. An L, not an I.
So she's real serious about this. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. You can
Did
see her
you call
bubbles.
A tow truck?
You can see her writing.
No, it's just silent. There is no writing. All right, we got to go. Oink, 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 oink. We got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Going to be beautiful today, 63. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.